Hello and welcome to The Word and Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you on this morning. We need you, Lord. I pray that you save, set free, deliver, sanctify your people on today. In Jesus' name, amen. We are going to deviate just a little bit instead of going on in John chapter 6. I feel compelled that we need to talk about something else on today. I was listening to the radio this morning on, there's a program called ACLJ. It's some attorneys that fight on behalf of Christian rights. And he talked about there's a movement right now with the Palestinian government to present an agreement to the United Nations regarding, again, the land of Israel, and some specifics would cause the capital of Jerusalem to be not solely Jewish, and that they want to go to them again, and then they also want, the Palestinians want, of course, the Jewish people to move out of the Palestinian portion. And so, although I don't know much about all of that, I know that this is a continued sign of where we are in our history. And as you look at Israel, Israel became a state in 1948, which is in our generation. And prior to that, they had not had their own land for 1,878 years. And so it is this generation, according to Matthew 24, if you read the whole chapter of Matthew 24, it talks about the end of days. And the end of days is, you know, pretty much anything after Jesus is born. But it's something about our time right now that it is culminating to the soon coming of Christ, because Israel became a nation in 1948, and it says in Matthew 24, 32 to 34, and we're going to read that. Let's read that. Matthew 24, it is verse 32 through 34. And it reads, "Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." This is Jesus speaking. And in 34, it's talking about this generation shall not pass till all these things. Well, what things? All through Matthew 24, starting at verse 1, the disciples ask Jesus a couple of different things. Okay, it asked them, the disciples came unto him privately, this is in verse 3 of Matthew 24, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world, the end of the age?" And Jesus began to talk about that nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and earthquakes and pestilence and famines, and they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and one shall hate another, and the love of many shall wax cold. And it also says the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And so the only reason why Jesus has not come right now is because the gospel has not hit every person that should be saved It hasn't reached them. And that is the mercy and grace of God to still allow for people to be saved and come into the unity of Christ, come into the body of Christ. Let us go to 2 Timothy. We're going to go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, and this is the day that we are living in. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, blasphemers, boasters, proud, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. And although this type of conduct and behavior that is contrary to God has been going on since the beginning of time, the difference is Israel. Israel is our time clock when it comes to being raptured up out of here, the great tribulation period, what is going to happen during that period, that Israel, people in Israel will be saved, and the people coming through the tribulation period will be saved. And so I felt compelled to talk to you about that today because we are living in perilous times. Lawlessness is rampant. There are people that love themselves in an excess. They don't love God. They are not about God. They don't desire to be saved. They don't believe the word of God. They don't believe that any of these things are going to happen, and they think it's all hogwash. And steadily, the earth is doing a shank spiral. Lawlessness and corruption and greed is just at the forefront and is at a high. And I wanted to read you something from the commentary. It says that the signs of Christ's return is shown by these signs. It says Israel returned to the promised land. That's happened. The obvious acceleration of lawlessness. That's happened. Increase of apostasy. Apostasy, defecting from the faith. There are many that once believed, that have tasted of the goodness of God, that have heard the gospel and believed Jesus Christ, and they have left the faith. That is happening. The social religious climate preparing for the one world church. That is happening now. One church, one currency, one world government. It's going on right now. The rapid acceleration of life-threatening conditions such as potential atomic annihilation, population explosion, and pollution, and so on. Right now, we have over 7 billion people living on the earth. These are signs, earthquakes in strange places, the love of many waxing cold. People don't even care about one another. We are living in this last time and last day. It is time to be saved. If you are not saved, I plead with you to accept the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that He came and died for you. And you shall be saved. I'm going to stop here and we're going to continue tomorrow. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of His word. In Jesus' name, amen.